You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Kari Anderson. Coming up, we'll hear from our art hounds, but first, it's the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
New Hampshire native Peter Jennison is an active member of the United States Army and a contemporary instrumental composer. He joins me now from Northern Florida to tell us more about how his compositions tell his story of war and of coming home. Peter, welcome.
Hi, Mary.
First, thank you for your service. You've been deployed to Kuwait, to Iraq, and Afghanistan. Tell us first, what does this creative outlet mean to you while you're deployed?
There are so many things and emotions, trials and tribulations that you go through while you're deployed. Just the pure separation from your family and from the world, but also the stress of the actual combat and your mission that you are assigned to do while you're there. And all of these things create stress. And so we look for outlets to find solace from the stress. And my outlet has always been music. I was listening to great music while I was there. And one of the artists that I was listening to was Will Ackerman, this founder of Windham Hill Records, who's from Brattleboro, Vermont. And I actually decided to do some of my own stuff and started writing. So my music stemmed directly from my own personal need to find solace.
Do you have access to a piano while you're deployed?
I actually carry a keyboard with me, a small Yamaha keyboard. And when I get an idea for a tune, in my off time, I generally try to work out the melodies. And then that starts to take shape into a pattern, which becomes a song. It's written right there.
Take us onto the bass with you. What does it look like? What does it sound like?
You know, you have your on time and your off time. And your on time is basically while you're performing your mission. I am an aviator, have been for a long time, so my mission is in the air. We fly various missions, transportation missions, and also medical evacuation missions. So it's a pretty stressful time. But in the off time, I've always been fortunate enough to find a corner in an office or in my hooch or in one of the USO places to sit down and gather my thoughts and put some music together. And, you know, you just try to block out the world, so to speak. You know, you put on these mental headphones from what's going on all around you, which can be pretty tough when you're getting mortared on a nightly basis.
And you mentioned that being able to compose music and that creative outlet brings you solace. What do you hope your music conveys to others?
My music represents a struggle on the part of soldiers to maintain their composure while they're overseas, but it also speaks a lot to the family members back home. Family members go through the equal amount of stress that we go through while we're overseas. And I always tell my soldiers that we can't do our jobs over here if our family's not taken care of back home. The music speaks to them as well.
Well, let's listen to a little bit. This piece is called War, Longing for Home.
I think what's really important to me is that the world understands what soldiers go through. My mission in writing this music was to find peace for myself, but was also to share with the world what we go through, to give the listener a firsthand view through music of what a soldier sees. And I try to make the music evocative in that sense, that a soldier running through a battlefield or a soldier that's afraid or even a rainstorm in the desert, how that might sound on music, and to make that sound come through the music to the listener.
And we hear these terrible statistics about returning veterans who have such a difficult time rejoining civilian life. I'm curious, have you composed music that's specifically for vets who have injuries or traumatic brain injury or PTSD?
People don't really talk a lot about post-traumatic stress injury. You know, the silent wound that makes the soldier jump when a loud noise happens behind them, or that they just can't quite integrate back into society. My music is played all over the U.S. and all over the world in yoga studios and in hospitals to bring peace to people that have experienced that. just to let them know that they're not alone. These soldiers have done something, often in their early 20s, that most people could never even fathom doing. And you've really got to put your arms around them when they come home. The most important thing to me is that I want the listener to understand what the soldiers and their families go through while they're away for a year. It's more of a service that I'm doing that I really wanted to do to the people that are out there, the families, but also to people that have nothing to do with the military, just so they understand a little bit more who these people are in uniform, that they say thank you for your service to.
Peter, thanks so much for telling us a little bit more about your music. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Mary. Thank you so much for having me.
That's composer Peter Jennison. See videos and listen to some of his songs at vpr.net. And now, here's Art Hounds.